It's the 7th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Two men who denied kidnapping and raping a woman in Bedford last August have been found not guilty of both charges following a jury trial at Huntingdon Crown Court. A woman accused Robert Balkan, 22, and Adrian Madaraz, 25, from Shortstown of sexual assault and rape after she left Vogue, a nightclub in Bedford's High Street. Balkan stated that the woman and her friend flagged down his black BMW for a lift while he and Madaraz were searching for a pub. The woman had alcohol levels almost double the legal drink drive limit. Prosecutors argued the pair were a double act who targeted drunk women. Balkan and Madaraz both admitted that sexual activity had taken place but argued the sex was consensual. An RAF Chinook helicopter, which was forced to make an emergency landing at Old Wardang Airfield in Biggleswade almost 2 weeks ago, has still not been removed. The 45-year-old aircraft became stranded in soft ground at the site. RAF specialists are assessing the situation for recovery, with fuel being removed to reduce weight. Bedford Borough Council has been informed that the response to the fatal Cleat Hill gas explosion could cost as much as £2 million. Although the final tally is not yet known, the council did provide immediate assistance and continues to support affected households. The explosion in October 2024 has already incurred over £1 million in costs, including evacuations, a police presence in the area and temporary accommodation for displaced residents. Children at Bromham Primary School are becoming book fairies as part of the Year of Reading initiative. They will wrap and hide books in public spaces for people of all ages to discover and enjoy. Schools and families across the borough are invited to join the fun by finding and sharing hidden books online. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.